A Japanese Viewpoint. 4.
One of the most distinctive forms of American etiquette that Japanese people rarely learn from their parents or teachers is the well-established practice of introducing someone to someone else on the street, at a party, at a table, and in many other places. They do this not necessarily to get both sides together to establish a new friendship, but simply to make everyone feel more comfortable by knowing each other. When I ate at the campus dining hall in the United States, I had dozens of opportunities where my American friends introduced someone to me when they joined us at the table. Many international students followed this convention, and we did the same even if there were no Americans at the table. A friend of mine from Okinawa once got upset when I forgot to introduce him to some people he didn't know. He sat at the table where I was eating in the college cafeteria with two or three graduate students. However, I kept talking and missed the chance to introduce him to them. Naturally, he was not able to join our conversation. After the meal, he complained about my failure. It was then that I realized the importance of this custom, and that I learned it not from Americans, but from other Japanese. I wonder why Japanese people do not do this. In Japan, we usually introduce someone in formal settings, such as business, and they exchange business cards. On the other hand, in informal settings, such as at a party, we often fail to introduce someone's particular friends to the crowd. Do Americans living in Japan feel isolated or upset when they are not introduced to others at a party or other occasions? It is common to teach introductions in English conversation class in Japan. But how about introducing someone to someone else? I believe Japanese learners of English should learn this convention, in addition to self-introductions.